Hello again. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, and my very first episode of Tea Time. It's a new type of episode entirely of Devin's creation, and I like the idea of it, so I'm stealing it and doing my own. Mwahaha. But it's a good idea, an episode that's actually about tea in a podcast called The Tea Circle. How crazy is that? And it only took a year for us to think of it. Now, in this episode, I'll be trying out a tea called gingerbread chai. I've never tried any kind of chai before, so I'm excited to give it a go. So grab yourself a cup of goodness, forget about the worries of the world, and come and join me in the tea circle. I'll see you there.
I should like to help everyone if possible. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that.
But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious.
Where there's life, there's possibility.
There is discovery. There is possibility. There is freedom.
Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.
Your only limit is your soul.
I am awake.
I am alive.
So here we are again. As I mentioned in the intro, this is the new type of episode that Devin came up with called Tea Time, and it's all about tea. We'll be trying out different kinds of tea, looking at any tea shops that we may have been to, and anything else tea related. Now, I'll be honest, I've always been quite boring when it comes to tea. I'm a typical English tea drinker. Black tea, a little bit of milk, and maybe a sugar or two. It's pretty boring, but it gets the job done. I have been adventurous once or twice and actually tried a few different teas such as green tea and peppermint tea, and there was a chamomile and manuka honey tea that I tried out recently, and Devin happened to do an episode on it, and that was quite nice. But honestly, that's about it. So I suppose this new episode type, for me at least, will be about going outside of my comfort zone when it comes to tea and trying all different manner of tea flavours and just seeing what happens, seeing what I like and don't like. Because why not? It sounds pretty fun to me. And as a listener, maybe you'll hear me talking about a new tea flavour and think, that sounds pretty nice. I'll have a bit of that myself. I don't mind if I do. Now, I'm going to try and keep these episodes pretty short. I'll talk about the tea as I taste it and give you my initial reaction. Sometimes I might even tell a little story while trying out the tea. It's intended to be a nice little episode that you can pop on while making your own cup of tea, or coffee, or while having your breakfast. Anything like that. It's just a bit of fun. With all that being said, let's have a look at today's tea flavour. This one is called Gingerbread Chai, and it's made by Bird & Blend Tea. So I'll chat a little bit about the tea, and see if I like it or not, and then a little bit about where I bought it from, and all of that good stuff. This one is a chai tea, and I've never actually tried chai before, as I mentioned in the intro, and I never really knew what it was until recently. I always heard Devin talk about chai teas, but I was never really interested, and was always like, perfectly content with my black tea. So I'm going into this blind, but I believe chai is supposed to have a little bit of spice to it, and it's supposed to be something that you drink to feel all warm and cozy inside. At least that's the impression that I get from Devin, hearing her talk about it and try chai tea out. So this one is chai, it's gingerbread chai, so it sounds like it should be the perfect beverage for these colder months. I suppose we'll just jump straight in, and there's not much more I can really say until I actually try it out myself. I have actually brewed a cup of gingerbread chai, and I've been letting it sit for a moment while I do the intro and start the episode. I brewed mine for 4 minutes, as advised on the packaging, and it also stays with or without milk, but I decided to add a little bit of milk, because why not? Here is one that I prepared earlier. Let's try it out. Here it is. Ooh. I'll smell it first and see what kind of smell that I get from it. Hold on. I suppose I better put the tea towards the mic and put my nose towards the mic so you can hear me smelling it. Ooh. Yeah. I'm definitely getting a strong scent of gingerbread. It actually smells really nice. I like that. Good smell. It's interesting because sometimes I get called a weirdo by people I know because I have a tendency to smell everything before I eat it or drink it. But I don't think that's weird at all. Smell is one of our senses. So if I'm going to try out something new, then I want to take it in with as many senses as I can. It seems normal enough to me. You tell me if that's weird or not. But that's who I am. That's what I do. I like smelling things. And also, I don't know about any of you, but smelling something often reminds me of something else. whether it be a happy memory that I once had, a person that I know or knew, a place that I visited, or just something entirely random that comes to mind when associated with a certain smell or taste. And I quite like that we're able to associate smells and tastes with memories and people and places. I think that's pretty cool. I mention that because this gingerbread chai, it gives off a strong smell of gingerbread. And to me, it reminds me of going to a bakery or a tea shop and seeing all the different cakes and sweet stuff on show and all of that. Especially the little gingerbread men with chocolate buttons in them. I've not had one of those for years, but I remember having them as a child. And that's what it reminds me of. It also reminds me of snow and Christmas and being all warm and safe. It's honestly quite a pleasant smell. I like it. It's a good smell. But now that we've given it a smell, let's give it a taste. Let's give it a taste. Wait there. Ooh. Give it another taste. Ooh. I got a bit more the second time. I like that. Let's give it a third taste, just to be sure. That's actually really nice. That is nice. I like it. And yes, with it being a chai, I am getting that spice that Devin mentioned, but it's a nice spice. It's not overwhelming. I'm getting a nice warm feeling, and the chai mixed with the gingerbread, I think it's slightly fiery too. It tastes like a nice blend of spice and sweetness. I like it. Let's give it another taste. Ooh, yeah. I felt that bit of spice. It's nice. While I was brewing it, I was considering adding a sugar or two, or a little bit of honey or something like that, just in case the flavour wasn't quite there. But honestly, it's not needed. The flavour of the gingerbread is more than enough. It's quite tasty. It's got a good taste to it. Oh yeah, I like that. Trying this, it makes me want to try out other chai teas without the gingerbread, just to see the difference, and see if I'd like it as much. Maybe I'll have to do that. So as I'm drinking it and talking, I'm noticing a really pleasant aftertaste of gingerbread. That's just kind of sitting in my mouth, and I just spilt some on myself, so there we are. Yeah, it's got a good aftertaste to it. I'd say that this is the perfect drink for if you want to relax and feel cozy and warm. I think this tea would pair nicely with a book, or if you're working on something, or if you're doing jobs around the house on a chilly day, or if you just want to relax, I think this is a good tea for it. I suppose a bonus of this tea that I should mention is that this particular blend of gingerbread chai from Bird and Blend Tea is completely caffeine free, which means that you can enjoy a cup of this tea later in the evening without having to worry about sleep troubles. So that's a bonus. I can definitely see myself drinking this on those colder days in the winter. I think it'd be perfect for that. So I'm going to keep sipping on this, but while I do, I just wanted to talk about the place where I bought it from, and what they've got to say about gingerbread chai, and my general experience with receiving this tea. So as I mentioned, I picked up this gingerbread chai from Bird and Blend Tea. They've got a website that you can go to and browse all of their teas. They do tea bags, and they also do loose leaf tea, but I went for the tea bag variant of gingerbread chai just because it's a little bit less faff for me. But I will be trying loose leaf tea at some point too. They've also got teaware that you can buy, such as mugs, tea strainers, infusers, teapots with infusers, spoons, tins, and a bunch more. They also do tea subscription boxes, where it looks like they send you 3 different tea blends every month with 30 days of tea. So I suppose that leaves you stocked up for the whole month until you get the next box. That's quite cool. You can choose a 3, 6 or 12 month subscription, depending on what suits you best. And they also do tea experiences, which include tea blending and tasting workshop, cocktail tea mixology, and magical potions tea blending. I won't lie, all of that sounds pretty fun. I don't know what half of that even means. Cocktail tea mixology, that sounds cool. And they are a UK-based company for anyone interested in trying out those tea experiences. It's important to mention that they are UK-based, but they do international shipping as well for anyone interested in buying anything. So there you are. And they've also got a blog which has some quizzes, recipes, how-tos, and everything tea-related. So that's their website and everything that they have to offer. But the last thing that I wanted to mention is my personal experience on receiving the tea, because I thought it was really pleasant and it's worth mentioning. So I ordered 2 blends of tea, one being gingerbread chai and one being one that you'll find out about in a future episode. I went for the tea bag option instead of loose leaf tea, and each package comes with 15 tea bags of your chosen tea blend. I got 2 blends, so overall I got 30 tea bags, which came to £18, including shipping. £18 might seem quite expensive for only 30 tea bags. But honestly, for me, it's a new experience, so I didn't mind paying it. Plus, the nice presentation and personal touch to the packaging makes it feel worth it. So I bought the tea, waited a few days, and then waited a few more days because the Royal Mail decided to go on strike. So my tea was delayed, but we shan't get into that. Not today. But in the end, my tea was delivered. It came in a nice little package with Bird and Blend tea logos and VIP tea post stamped onto it. So I grabbed a sharp blade, I slashed the seals and opened the box. To my surprise, I was greeted with a nice little booklet, which I have right here. On the front it says, "Thank you," and underneath it says, "A little note from the tea bird who packed your parcel with love and care." And this is a handwritten note in pencil, and it says, "Hi Mark, sip sip hooray, it's tea day." It's a bit annoying because they signed it, but they've got like fancy handwriting and the pencil is really faint, so I can't quite make out their name. It starts with an M, so we'll call them M, and it's signed with a little smiley face. Well, that's nice. I wasn't expecting a nice little note in there, but it makes me feel special. So thank you, M, for the note and for making me feel special. I appreciate it. As for the rest of the little booklet, it tells you a little bit about the tea that you bought. Mine is gingerbread chai, so they provided a recipe for gingerbread chai latte and a QR code which takes you to a page on the website and they show you how to make the recipe. So that's kind of cool. It makes the experience interactive and it gives you some ideas on what to try next. Finally, on the back of the booklet, they give you a little bit of space to fill in some tea tasting notes. I'll tell you what, we might as well do it. We might as well do it while we're trying out the tea. Let's do it. Let's be adventurous. All right, so tea tasting notes. Tea name, gingerbread chai. I need a pen. Wait there.
Where's a pen?
I can't see a pen. All right, I have acquired a pen. So tea name, gingerbread chai. Gingerbread chai. Flavor profile. I suppose that means what it tastes like. I'd say ginger, chai, cinnamon, I'd say. It tastes sweet. Spicy, and I'd say cardamom too, I believe. That's the flavor profile. Smell out of 10. Definitely a 10. Yep. Color, I can't really comment on that one because I added milk, so it just looks like the normal tea that I drink every day. I suppose I'll give it an 8. It just looks like tea to me. So that's the tea tasting notes, and then next to that they give you a little word search if you want to do that while you're drinking your tea. It's up to you. And then they tell you a little bit of information about the company, being carbon neutral, funding climate projects, and all of that good stuff. So that's the booklet that you are greeted with once you open the package. And the rest of the box came with my two teas, and they come in nice little cartons. The outer packaging is made of cardboard, and the inner packaging is made of plastic-looking cellophane that is actually made from renewable wood pulp. And it says everything in this carton is 100% biodegradable and it is 100% plastic free. So honestly, if you're looking for like a new place to buy some teas and you're environmentally conscious and you care about being plastic free and all of that, which you should, just saying, then I definitely recommend giving Bird and Blend Tea a try. But as I was saying, the tea bags come in nice little cartons, and on the back you've got some information about the tea, the recommended brewing time of the tea, and whether it should be paired with milk or not. There's also a little note on the side which says, "Packed by Dina." So Dina packed my tea into the cartons, and then M packed the cartons into the box. So thank you, M and Dina, if you happen to be listening. Thank you. So yeah, each carton tells you everything that you need to know about the tea, and gingerbread chai is apparently a popular one since it started as a limited edition and is now one of their regular offerings. So another thing that I completely forgot about until I just looked at the box is that each package comes with two samples of other tea blends. I got one that's called Cold Weather Warrior, and this one is a blend of eucalyptus and it's a blend of eucalyptus and echinacea, and the other one is called a butter brew, and it is a wizarding wonder of creamy caramelly delight. That sounds fantastic. I might actually save these two for future episodes of Tea Time. Yeah, I think I will. So thank you, Bird and Blend Tea, for providing me with more content lifesavers. But there we are. Overall, I was really impressed with the packaging. I think they went the extra mile, and it honestly did feel like the package was more personalized to me, and it felt like they took extra care, and sometimes that makes all the difference. I know I'll be shopping there again. I shall be trying out more of their teas. But the most important thing is the tea itself, and I can say that I really enjoyed today's flavour, which was gingerbread chai, and I'm definitely going to be picking up some more in the colder months. I thought it was a very tasty tea, and it had a nice blend of spice and a little bit of sweetness, and it left me feeling all toasty inside. And it also made me want to go out and try different kinds of chai, which I certainly will be doing in future episodes. But anyway, I recommend that you give this one a go. Whether you've never tried chai before like me, or whether you love chai, give it a go and see what you think. And let us know what you think. If you do end up trying it, let us know what you think of it. Now that is everything for this episode of Tea Time. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I got to experience a new flavour of tea, and it's a bonus that I enjoyed it as well. As a reminder, you can let me know what you thought of this episode, either underneath the episode or by contacting us on Instagram or by email, both of which will be in the episode description. And if you want more Tea Time, then there's already a couple episodes of Tea Time that Devin put out. So go and give those a listen and see which teas she's trying out. And of course, go and check out all our recent episodes of Tea Party. Devin interviews a wide range of people, and they've all got interesting insights and fun stories to share. So what's not to like? Well, that is everything from me today. Thanks for joining me in the tea circle. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay safe, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye for now.